We have with us today Kristen Merlin. She has a brand new EPCD. It's called Boomerang, and it's really good. I got to tell you, it's really good. I liked it a lot. Four of the five songs on it, she co-wrote. And you might have seen her if you watched The Voice. She finished fourth last year on season six of The Voice. I'm a big Voice fan. So, Kristen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Now, you are, this is your first CD, or is it the first one that we've seen?
Yes, it's the first CD that I've released ever, and I was super excited to get some original material out there to my fans.
Well, it's great stuff. I like it a lot. Now, Boomerang, you did not write. I really love that song a lot, but I know you didn't write it, but you kind of made it your own, though.
I fell in love with that song. My producer actually wrote that, and when he played it for me, just kind of messing around in the beginning of our recording session, it just struck a chord with me, and I told him, I was like, Corey, has anyone done this song yet? He's like, well, no, it's just a demo thing, no big deal. Him and his sister wrote it. And I was like, I want the song. I have to have the song. This has to be on the EP. And he was like, seriously? And so we went with it, and he never thought of it going the country route. And then when we finished it, he was really pumped, and I was super excited to even have that song be a part of my project.
Yeah, no, it's really a great song. I like it a lot, and I like the whole thing. Tell us a little bit about you, because, you know, I actually heard about you before you became kind of famous on The Voice, because you're from Hanson, and you play locally a lot, and a lot of people have said to me, have you heard of this woman, Kristen, that plays in all those places? And I was like, no. And they said, well, she's really good. You got to check her out. And I was like, no, I'm too busy. And of course, then they said, she's on The Voice now. So go check her out on The Voice. And yeah, you got a unique sound and a unique look. And I think you're gonna do really well.
I'm excited about it. I know I'm certainly not the typical country gal that everyone's used to, but I think it's kind of a fresh new look, a fresh new sound, and something that will still resonate with the listeners.
Well, I find that you're not actually just a country sound anyway, because you kind of rock too.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a pop rock country mix.
Yeah, I find that you do both, and you do both equally well. So I think that that's. Yeah, and by the way, also, you reminded me, when I first heard Boomerang, I was like, wow, my good friend Cheryl Wheeler, you sound a little her there on there.
She did.
That's quite a compliment. Cheryl is one of my favorites, and her song Arrow is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yes.
And she's great. And so I heard that song, and I was like, wow, you know, you kind of reminded me a little bit of Cheryl Wheeler, so that's a good thing.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for the compliment.
Yeah. But so tell us a little bit about the circumstances of going on to The Voice and how that kind of changed your life.
It was a whirlwind of events. I mean, it was something that you always kind of want to try out and see what happens. And, you know, if it works, great. If not, you're not too heartbroken about it. But it was my third time auditioning for the show. And this time, everything clearly went a lot better than it had before. And having been on that show just gave me really great insight on myself as an artist, and also it was an amazing experience to be coached by, you know, a superstar, you know, Shakira's level, and to be able to even interact with the other mentors that were there on the show and the other coaches. So you also made a really great family with contestants, which is kind of funny because it's a competition, but we all became super close and really like a Voice family. And it's nice to even have those kinds of relationships outside of the show that we continue to keep contact with each other.
Mm. Now, actually, you toured together, right?
We did. There was a couple of us who toured together, and it was a couple of mixed seasons. So it was some of season five, some of season six, and I believe Dia was season one. So it was nice to get to meet and really get to know some of the other people who have gone through the same things you went through and all come together with such crazy different talents, and we put on, you know, one show as a unit, which is pretty amazing.
Now, I know that you used to do small little places from UNH and, you know, places like J.P. Ryan's Tavern in Abington. When you were doing the tour with some of these other folks, were you playing some really large venues?
We were playing good-sized venues, a couple thousand capacity and whatnot, and it was really fun because the venues, not only were they bigger in size, but they're places that super famous people have played. You know, you're walking into these places and you see pictures on the walls and, you know, just going through memory lane kind of in each venue and just seeing who's been there and who's been in that same green room. And it's really kind of hard to wrap your brain around. Like, you're in that same space doing the same thing that people you've looked up to have been. And it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Now, since you were on The Voice, have you met any, besides Shakira and some of the folks involved with the show, have you met any other folks that you might have grown up really admiring?
People that I've grown up with, not so much, but newcomers. I was recently in Nashville for CRS 2015, and I ran into Hunter Hayes and the Swan Brothers and a couple of up-and-coming artists, too, which is really cool. So, and they're just super down-to-earth and super, you know, like everybody else, and it was really nice to be able to kind of get some downtime with them.
Yeah. Do you like Nashville?
I love it. For me, that's like a super special place to go because there's so much talent in one spot. And for, you know, it's amazing as an artist to go down and be able to bounce ideas left and right off of, you know, different people. Networking is incredible. Songwriting is awesome down there. So it's certainly a place that I'll continuously go back and forth to.
Yeah, I was going to say, any chance of maybe moving there or no?
Definitely some talk about that for sure. And it's exciting for me. I like to travel. I like new things. So it doesn't so much scare me. You know, I'm not so much of a homebody. So it's an exciting part to think about and start putting into motion.
You know, when you talk about large venues, there's not much larger than Fenway Park. Didn't you do the national anthem there?
I did. I was lucky enough to win a contest where then the prize was to sing the national anthem for a Red Sox game. And it was pretty amazing. And for me, September was like the month. Each year for the past couple of years that something big had happened. So the first thing was being in Fenway singing the national anthem, and then the next year in September I was in Vegas singing with Sugarland, and then the next September after that I was on The Voice. So I'm pretty pumped about what's coming this September.
Yeah, well, this September should be something really interesting.
Right?
Yeah. But, you know, yeah, you sang with Sugarland at the Mandalay Bay Casino in Vegas. That must have been unbelievable.
That was incredible. I mean, to be on stage with one of my all-time favorite bands is just, in and of itself, mind-blowing. But then to be able to sing one of their songs to their fans, like, that was just crazy. And the response that I got was really special. I mean, I felt super famous after, you know, walking off stage and people coming up taking pictures and chasing me down the casinos afterwards. I was like, oh, you remember me? Okay.
So, being in The Voice, obviously you want to win. But I guess when you finish, you know, fourth, out of all the people in the country, that's got to feel unbelievable, too. And actually, you win because of all the publicity you get. It pretty much launches your career, right?
It does. I mean, it's a great platform to jump off of. It's great exposure. It helped me tremendously expand my fan base and kind of just get in front of people that wouldn't normally have seen me on the South Shore. And everyone, you know, always says, you should have won. But to me, I did win. That is an incredible accomplishment. I'm super excited about where I ended up. And proud of everything that I kind of went through and everyone else went through with me. So it's not a losing situation for me at all. I mean, number one is obviously a grand prize and a record label contract and all that, but I still got so much out of it.
You know, I'm a little scared of you, actually, after reading your biography. I'll tell you why, folks. The biography ends with this. It says, Kristen has a hunger and desire to make her dream of becoming a well-known performing artist into a reality and will stop at nothing to get there. I'm like, oh, my God.
I am one determined person, and I feel as though this, like, to my core, I feel like this is what I am supposed to be here for, and I love to move people with music. So that's my goal in life, just to keep playing out and touch as many people as I can with what I am blessed to have been able to do.
Well, there's some great stuff here, and the CD is called Boomerang, and it's actually available at iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, all over the place on the internet. I assume it's probably at KristenMerlin.com as well, right?
It is, yes. You can actually get physical copies, or there's links to the iTunes as well.
Yeah. Now, you have a kind of a unique look. Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Short hair is my thing, I think. I don't think I've had long hair since 99, and it was just like an easier thing for me to handle. And that's just, I've got my own little look. I love my button-ups, my jeans, and my boots now, and that was the biggest thing for me. I went to Nashville for the first time think, a year or two ago, and I got my first pair of rail boots, and I was really pumped about that. So my collection is only growing from now on.
Yeah, actually, I actually love the picture on the cover. It's a great picture.
Yeah, that was a really fun picture. My friend Daryl Burbank actually took those photos for me, and he did a really great job with it. And it was one of the very last pictures of the shoot. We were kind of driving out of the place we were at, and he was like, oh, let's just jump on that bridge real quick. And I loved it. I was like, that's it, man. That's going to be my album cover. So he's pumped.
It's great. And mine is actually autographed, so I'm really excited about that.
Perfect.
But so tell us a little bit about the local stuff. I'm always interested in that. You grew up in Hanson, and you went to the University of New Haven in Connecticut. I guess that's kind of where you got up on stage and kind of developed your act a little bit, right?
I've always been one to do music stuff, whether it was, you know, in grade school and high school. I was always doing chorus classes and drama and everything. Talent shows and whatnot. But then into college, I would do open mic nights. And then coming out of college, I started singing as a duo with another girl, Kristen. And after a year of doing that, broke off and started doing my own thing. So every little bit of my life has kind of helped me evolve into who I am now as a performer. And for sure, performing on as many stages as possible, as often as possible, helped me be able to be so comfortable when it came time for something as big as The Voice.
Yeah, you mentioned Christine Pimentel. You did something with her. You called your little duo Circling Straight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christine Pimentel and I did that for a year, and it was really fun because she kind of brought me into the world of, she does that, you know, she was already in the circuit, and so she was gracious enough to let me jump on board with her and kind of show me the ropes and make my contacts and be comfortable and get a whole book of covers under my belt because I had never done any covers before then. It was only my original stuff that I played out. So that was a whole new world for me.
When you're doing covers, who are some of the folks you like to cover?
Oh, I'm all over the place. I love doing a little bit of everything. So at my shows, everybody in the audience will like something at some point during the night.
I think you should cover Arrow by Cheryl Wheeler.
I would definitely. I could totally listen to that.
I think that would be a really good fit for your voice.
That would be fun.
Are you touring at all? Are you around so people can go see you?
Currently, I'm back in Massachusetts, kind of figuring out what the rest of my year is going to look like. I have been traveling back and forth to L.A. and Nashville, so local shows haven't really been on the docket just yet, but we are nailing down some of those dates. Just recently, we were locked in a date for the Marshfield Fair in August. April 18th, I'm actually going to be at Mechanics Hall in Worcester doing a really cool benefit concert with several other big-named comedians and bands, Sick of Sarah, Melissa Ferrick, Mimi Gonzalez, Katie Curtis. It's going to be a really cool time.
It sounds like it. And again, when it's for charity, that's a good thing. So I assume that if folks want to follow your career, they can go right to KristenMerlin.com, and it's KristenMerlin.com, and they can pick up your CD and follow where you're going to be, and then they can go see you in person.
Absolutely.
Well, it was a pleasure meeting you and seeing you on TV, and I predict big things from Kristen Merlin. Just remember.
I'm determined. It's going to happen.
It is going to happen, and nothing will stop her from getting there. Nothing. You hear me? Nothing. Kristen, it was a pleasure talking to you. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.